Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Indie Music Diaries with Lockie. It's back. The podcast is back. Whether you're a new listener or a returning listener, I've been gone for like a month or so, and a lot has happened. And you might notice it's just me. I'm not joined by a guest. As you may know, if you are a regular listener, Indie Music Diaries, which has sort of the slogan, the description for it is that I made up is casual conversations with real musicians, which is funny because when I think about that, it sounds kind of corny, like listening back to it. It's like something out of like a, it's something out of like a music university had interviews with musical guests, like casual conversations with real musicians, just sort of sent, like, you know, sounding cool just to get people to come along. But anyway, I'm usually joined by a musical guest, but we're going to try something different here. And this is a whole part of the whole rebrand, and you know, we're just doing stuff. I mean, I'm not really, that's a thing that we're going to cover in this episode, actually, in terms of, you know, doing things and, you know, just saying yes and jumping in the deep end. And basically, we're going to operate Indie Music Diaries as a sort of, we're still going to have the episodes with the guests. Of course, that's so awesome being able to talk to all these amazing guests. But I'm going to intertwine it with some just solo episodes, which should be interesting. Hopefully it'll be pretty fun. Hopefully it won't be too boring, just like sitting here listening to me rambling on about, but basically these solo episodes, yeah, what they're going to be about. It's basically going to be my reflections and sort of inner monologue when it comes to living the life of an independent musician, which, I mean, yeah, as I said, should be interesting. It should definitely be interesting. And I mean, I've been doing this solo music project started in January 2020. Under the name Atlas Eyes. And the stuff that has happened over the past month. I've changed my artist name, which is very exciting for me because it means that it's sort of flipped a switch in a way and I've sort of clicked into a different gear and I've got a different perspective on everything. But the big news is I've changed my name to Lockie, L-O-C-K-E-E. And just to get straight into it, Atlas Eyes is a cool name. I always liked Atlas Eyes as a name and I still do. But to put it simply, Atlas Eyes always felt like a band name. Like it sounds like a band name. Like I thought it was a really cool sort of like indie sounding, like, you know, that's the sort of music that I was wanting to make anyway. And it was a really cool alias that I had come up with a while back. And it worked at the time. But for the last few months or so, I felt sort of a bit disconnected to it. And it was always in the back of my mind the whole time that I was like, you know, I don't know, it's a tricky thing. It's like naming your kid. It's like that's their name for the rest of their life. And, you know, that's what you get given. And for me, I was always like, I don't know if I'm 100% sold on Atlas Eyes as a name. And at the time, I was like, we'll just roll on with it. Like, it's still a cool name and everything. But I just felt like maybe there was something better out there. And when it came time to change the name, I sort of had a down period. I just released my third single as Atlas Eyes, Wilderness in Your Eyes. And I was having a bit of a quiet period and I was talking to some like my close circle about, you know, sort of doing things differently, approaching things a bit differently. And the idea came up to change my name. And initially it was going to be my real name, which is Lockie Rayside. And that was going to be it, just Lockie Rayside. Almost went with it, was pretty sold on it because all my friends were like, yeah, man, it sounds like a cool sort of musician name. I was like, yeah, sure, I guess so. But I mean, what's a musician name? Like, what defines a musician name? I mean, I think of John Mayer, who's obviously one of my biggest influences. That's a very musician name, like John Mayer. Like when he was born, like that's what he was. He was a musician. He couldn't be anything else. You can't be like a school teacher and be like John Mayer. That's like a good name like that going to waste. Anyway, Lockie Rayside was going to be the name for the longest time. And right before I sort of pulled the trigger on that, I was like thinking, I always liked sort of like the one name things for solo artists. It's just quite, you know, whether it's just like one or two syllables, whatever, but they just feel so nice and they look good. And when you see like a solo, like a single name, you sort of know, you paint that mental picture that it's probably a solo artist. And I was like, what if I just take Lockie and then just like, what, like, you know, do something weird with the spelling, which is just, I know it's a very common trick, but I did it. And then I just found like, what if I take my name Lockie? A lot of people mispronounce it as Latchy. You'd be surprised. So I was like, L-O-C-K-E-E, which is like literally, like, you know how, you know, sometimes on Wikipedia, you like go to look up a word and they like show you like the pronunciation. That's basically what it would be for Lockie. It'd be L-O-C-K-E-E, Lockie. Like, you can't mispronounce that. But except for my friend Matt, who I play soccer with on Tuesday nights, he goes, so is it meant to be pronounced Lock-Key? And I think he was just taking the Mickey out of me, but I thought it was hilarious. That just sort of annoyed me too, because I was like, no, like, this is like you can't mispronounce this. So I feel like you can't really get, it's all one word, Lockie. And that's it. That's it. I'm lucky now. And it feels good. It feels different. Like, it's an interesting thing when you're sort of, when you're starting up yourself as a solo artist and you have to find a name to represent yourself. It's a hard decision. And I think it genuinely holds a lot of people back, like that decision alone, because a lot, as I mentioned before, a lot goes into it. This is sort of the name that could potentially be representing you on that higher stage. And that was sort of my thought process there. I was like, is Atlas Eyes something that I'm definitely like going to live and stand by? Like, is that in my heart? And, you know, Lockie, like, that's, it's essentially my name. So I can't really go wrong. So, you know, I never wanted to change my name. You never want to do that, especially once you've already started sort of, you know, releasing music and everything. But I did it. And there's a couple of things I probably want to touch on in this first episode about in terms of what it means to rebrand yourself as an artist. And, I mean, you know, whether you're listening to this, I mean, this is the thing, right? Indie Music Diaries. I mean, the solo episode thing still fits in under the Indie Music Diaries umbrella, I guess, because it's my diary entry in a way, and I guess I make indie music. And I guess the target audience for this podcast is musicians, but also music lovers. And people that appreciate music and may be interested in how it operates and the inner workings of sort of, of how that all happens. So I want to talk about the process of rebranding yourself as an artist, because I think it's more complex than maybe people think. It's not as simple as just like change Instagram name, done, see you later. There was a couple things that I encountered that are probably good to consider. So if you are an artist considering changing your name, these may be things to consider. So I wrote down a couple of points. I figured for these solo episodes, because it's just going to be me rambling, I better actually write down some stuff before I jump into it. All the guests that I've had before, I'm not even kidding, like sneak peek, not a sneak peek, whatever, but exclusive drop. No questions were written down. Like, maybe a few times I've had specific things, I'd write down things. Like, I remember like in the last episode 24, I had Tiani. And I had to mention a song lyric, so I wrote that down, obviously. But honestly, like, a lot of it's just sort of like go with the flow. And I'm sort of wanting to carry sort of the same energy through these solo episodes. It's sort of just like a conversation, just rolling. So we'll carry the same energy here. But anyway, number one. So evaluating the inspiration behind the desire to rebrand. So basically, why? Why do you want to rebrand? And yeah, I mean, I'm saying rebrand, you could rename, whatever, because, you know, you might not want to be renaming. Some people keep their name and just want to, if they've got like a new album coming up, just want to completely change the vibe, change the aesthetic. And that's cool. I like that. I think it's exciting from an audience point of view when an artist is multi-dimensional like that, multi-dimensional. So thinking about the why. Now, this is, I mean, for me, I sort of explained my why just before, right? So it was a name, Atlas Eyes, my old name, was sort of a name that I didn't feel connected to. And one question that I wrote down, which I think sums this up nicely, is I asked myself this a lot through the process. Do you really want to change your name, or are you just bored? I'm a culprit of this a lot. Just doing stuff because I'm bored. And it's funny what you can do when you have so much time in your hands. And here's what I do, right? Here's what I do now. And I do this when it comes to like purchases, like online purchases. I've got a bookmark like folder that's like for stuff, gear that I want, that's not necessarily essential stuff. And I basically have a rule that like it has to live in there for like at least like 2 weeks. I don't really have an exact time frame, but if it's in there for at least 2 weeks and I still want it, then it's a sign that it might be a genuine purchase, because like you know, to avoid the whole impulse purchasing thing, which is a dangerous thing to get caught up into. So I took that sort of that thinking into this name change. Like, am I just doing it for the sake of it? Am I just like, you know, Atlas Eyes is a fine name. Like, you know, it was cool. But it as I mentioned, it was a thing that was sort of gnawing in the back of my mind for months and months about the fact that I could potentially have a name that just feels a bit more personal to me. And it stuck around. And, you know, it wasn't just like a, my name change wasn't just like a, you know, a couple of days I was like, I'm sick of this. Let's change my name. And then I just did it. It was like a process of weeks and weeks, just like thinking it through, consulting my inner circle. That's another good tip as well. Have a circle, family, friends, people you trust, people whose opinion you value, and people that are involved in music, because musicians' best friends are always musicians. So people that love music, but people that also don't not like music, but aren't involved in music. You know what I mean? Because you sort of get both sides of the coin in that aspect. Then, when you get sort of the different opinions coming in, it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting when you're in the head of a musician and then you talk to non-musicians, and then their feedback is quite interesting because they think of things differently. You know, from the musician point of view, you're having to think about like the songwriting, the music when you're releasing like music, you know, the production, whatever, and the social media. And they're just like, you know, hey, I'm just a consumer. Like, I don't really care. So it's good to have that inner circle. And that's basically what I did for, I know I'm going on so many tangents here, but we're trekking through here in this first solo episode. But that's what I did a lot, just consulted that inner circle, and that helped heaps. And I did it because it stuck around for a while. You know, it wasn't just a thing because I was bored. I had that genuine desire to want to change my name, and I really evaluated that properly as my inspiration behind it. I was like, this isn't just an impulse. It's a genuine thing. And that was another point that I wrote down. Ensure that the desire is genuine. I wrote down genuine in capital letters. Yeah. And you know, right? I think this isn't just a musician thing. This is humans in general. Like, the gut feeling. Like, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? I don't know what it is, like what the science is behind that. But we know. Like, it's our conscience, right? It's like that thing. It's having that sort of that little voice inside of your head, as they say, you know, that sort of tells you whether this is actually right or wrong, or whether something feels good or something's right, something's wrong, and you sort of know in your heart, you know? And especially when it comes to creativity. If you're a musician, that's a hard game. It's a hard game, and it's important to have. I think you fine tune that inner voice through making decisions, and I think there's value in saying yes to things and jumping into the deep end. Not to contradict my point from just before about making an impulse decision. See, that's the other thing as well. Sort of tossing it between, you know, there's pros and cons to both, right? Jumping in the deep end, making the decision, and evaluating something as well. You know, taking the time to sort of, you know, roast it through your brain and all that. Yeah, man. So just do it if you're thinking about it. But anyway, let's move on. Let's shuffle on. Number two, I've got a second point here. And this is an important one because this is probably one that people maybe slip up on a lot. And again, side note, none of these are coming from like, I'm the expert, listen to me. This is, Indie Music Diaries is more of just like I'm a musician at the grassroots level still. And I'm churning it out like everyone else. And this is just my experience. So take it with a grain of salt. You don't have to take it as gospel. This is just what I've learned. So number two is do your research before you go ahead with the rebrand or the renaming. Do your research. And that is in relation to social media, changing your name and all the platforms, what you're going to do with your music if you've already got music out on platforms, and thinking about all that from an audience point of view, like what is that going to look like? Make sure you communicate the message that you are changing your name, because, you know, even like people don't see everything you post. No one, like hard, probably like 1% of people see every single thing that you post, you know, every story, every picture, every video. And this was something that I've learned. I didn't learn the hard way. Like, nothing really went wrong. Some things were just trickier than I expected. One of them being the change of my YouTube. That was interesting. I almost got to the point where I was just like, stuff it. I'm just like doing a new channel. I'd already built up like a decent, I've got a bunch of videos on my YouTube channel already. But the YouTube channel was interesting to change because I created a new email address, had the Atlas Eyes email address, Lockie email address, and basically needed to change owners. And it was some weird thing where like, there's YouTube videos on it. You can go look it up if you're going to do it. But like, you had to make yourself a manager, then change the primary owner of the channel. Anyway, it took like a week. I don't know why. Like, it said like you had to like, had needed time to sort of process it. And also the simple thing is, I know it goes without saying, but just check your username's free. And it always helps, I think, as well to have a consistent username across all platforms. So luckily, Lockie Music was free on pretty much all the platforms. So Lockie Music, you just type that in anywhere, I'll probably be there. So always considering that and going in and doing just a little research and how you're going to change things up for when it comes to changing your name. And also, so the music thing as well, because that's an interesting thing. I had a mate of mine, Collins, who's actually changed his artist name now, Sunday Mail. Liam is his real name. Anyway, he was going through a name change at the same time, and he was sort of asking me, I was like, oh, what do you do with the Spotify thing? That will all be revealed soon in terms of what's happening with mine. Basically, I'm removing all the Atlas Eyes stuff. I'm not changing my name now. I'm just taking that all off and starting afresh. But I think there is a way you can change your... You can keep all your music on there, just change your name. I think you can. You have to do your research there because I can't help you there because that's not what I did. But that just felt right for me too. I mean, it helps as well if you don't have that much of a catalog out. I had 3 singles out. Basically, what I'm going to do is repackage those 3 singles plus a new one as an EP, and that'll sort of be like just a launch EP to launch Lockie, just have music out there, which I think is a good idea to do, just to have something there at least, and you know, not let those songs go to waste, because I'm still stoked with those songs that I did. So Why Aren't We Talking All the Time, Bedroom Disco, Wilderness in Your Eyes. Shout out to all the folks that have been sticking around since the beginning listening to those songs. I appreciate it. And hopefully it'll be available real soon on all streaming platforms. So evaluate the inspiration. Do your research before you rebrand. Number 3, prepare your content before the rebrand. And this is a simple one, but just getting things ready, whether that means a fresh photo shoot, new artwork, color schemes, working on that stuff. I'm not the best at it. I'm still working through that. Social media is something that I'm learning. I do enjoy it. I enjoy the game of social media, but it's something that takes a bit of practice just to get used to. And I think it's important to not try and take everything on yourself. That's something that I get into the habit of doing a lot, where I try to do everything myself, thinking that I can just do it. Enlisting the help of others is one of the best things you can do, especially as a solo artist. Because not only does that just alleviate some of the pressure on you, but you get the outside perspective, which is so valuable, because it's something that I've spoken about a lot on the Indie Music Diaries podcast with a bunch of guests, because a lot of the guests that I've gotten on, majority of them are just solo artists. And that's something that has come up a lot, especially when it comes to making music. So like working with producers, great to work with a variety of producers just to get that outside perspective on your song. And you know, especially when it comes to writing music, you can write a song. I do this heaps where like it's just locked in its style, in its way, in its structure. Its chord progressions are just sort of locked. And sometimes, you know, an outside perspective can be really good for maybe unlocking that song's potential, maybe something that you hadn't seen before. And that can be super, super valuable. So yeah, preparing the content beforehand and write a list of all the things. Cover photo, and but that's cover photos for Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, you know, profile pictures for everything. Getting that all figured out and also planning out how you're gonna announce your name launch. And a good thing that I had tried is that don't do it simply over one post. And I don't mean just repost the same thing like 3 times, because that's weird. But like do like a photo and then do a video. What I did like a, on Instagram, for example, I did like the photo announcement, which was like my biggest post ever. Like everyone got on board, which was great. And then like a few days later, I did a reel, basically reiterating the same thing, but it was a reel. So it was like a video of me just like doing a dumb handstand thing. And just like text over the top saying, I'm lucky now. But doing stuff like that, just different, you know, different things with content. And then I did like a long form piece, right? So on Facebook, I did sort of like a long post, which is good. And that's something that I want to talk about more, especially in these solo episodes, social media, like the different platforms. Because as I mentioned before, it's something that I enjoy getting into, getting involved with. And it's something that I find that a lot of, from my experience talking to 24 wonderful guests on the Indie Music Diaries podcast so far, you can listen on all your podcast platforms. Everyone seems to struggle a little bit with social media, which is interesting, right? Because you'd think this generation is quite tech savvy. But when it comes to presenting yourself on social media and presenting your art, it can be tricky. It's not just like, hey, video post, you know. It's a struggle at times. It's a struggle at times to sort of like keep continuously generate that content, you know, the consistency of releases and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, Facebook long-term content, that's what I was talking about. Sort of like making specific content for certain platforms. Obviously, TikTok has its own thing. I think all musicians should be on TikTok now. It's amazing because just for its reach, you can just meet so many new people. You can make sort of those little short, funny videos for TikTok. You can do those maybe like longer blog posts for Facebook. Maybe if one thing's not your thing, cool, whatever. Like you don't have to do everything. You know, you can, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? You don't have to sort of go outside of your box too much if it's just, you know, if it's way out of your league, you can still create a niche and satisfy your audience by doing the content that you enjoy. You know, some people are very, you know, enjoy being in front of a camera. Some people are more of that blog posty thing. Maybe you have a blog. That's cool. I think that's cool. I know a couple of musicians. Jennifer Hankin has one. I had her on. I can't remember exactly what episode she was, but I've had her on the Indie Music Diaries, and she has a blog as well. Which I think is cool. I think more musicians need a blog. But yeah, just going back to my point, preparing your content and prepare different types of content to get the announcement out there that you're changing your name. Because, man, this is one of the biggest things, man. This is one of the biggest things that you'll do. It's almost as big as releasing a song. As I mentioned, when I did my Instagram post, it was the biggest post I've ever had in 2 years of doing this almost. Just picked up so much attraction and so many, and it was so nice because so many people were so were so kind about it as well, and everyone really said that they liked the name, which is good as well, because that's the other thing as well, like, you know, are people going to like it? And that's the thing as well, like, you don't want to be totally dictated by what the audience wants, but at the same time, you know what I mean, like, they do matter. It's like you can't just like do whatever you want and then just completely alienate your audience. So that thinking has to come into it, of course. But I guess that's a fine balance there. We could probably talk about that more in other episodes about sort of, you know, your own sort of motivations and ideas compared to sort of maybe satisfying the audience. And I know some people like say, you know, one more than the other. But yeah, it's an interesting balance. That's for sure. That's for sure. But hopefully all those things are good to consider when it comes to rebranding yourself as an artist. I mean, those were just a couple of points that I jotted down when I was going through the process of some things that I learned. And, you know, it's all a learning process as well. And I think it's important to avoid being a perfectionist when it comes to this sort of situation. Because it's, especially when it comes to something as monumental as this, changing your artist name, I think it would be very easy to get locked in the idea of, oh man, the name has to be perfect, you know, the announcement of it has to be perfect, like I can't, the timing has to be right. That's another big thing as well, like timing, and yeah, very easy to get caught up in that a lot, like I do it heaps, but it's important just to let go of that, I think, and that just comes from practice, I think. Just practice of reminding yourself when you're getting into that sort of that perfectionist headspace. It's one thing to get the best out of your work and your art. It's another thing to overdo it and be just an absolutely like controlling perfectionist. It's a very, very dangerous trap to get into. But yeah, like I said, hopefully you can take something out of those points if you are an artist sort of going through a particular sort of situation. But I thought it'd be a good thing to discuss in this first solo episode because it's something that I've just recently gone through. So I am now known as Lockie. You can find me on all of the platforms, just about all of them. I don't know. As I mentioned, Lockie Music, Linktree's are so good. Just everyone should be using Linktree's, man. Just head to the Linktree and that'll take you wherever you want to go. It's magical. It's like the magic carpet of the internet. That's what they should rename it to, not Linktree, just magic carpet. That's a good idea. Maybe we should make that a thing. Just like a competitor to Linktree, just magiccarpet.com/Lockie Music. And then it's just like, you know, all your links there. And there's some sort of like weird magic carpet like graphic that like when you click on it, it's like, you want to head to Facebook? Whoa, this got weird. Anyway, that's the thing. If it's just me talking for half an hour, it might get weird. So, but thanks so much for sticking around to the end of this podcast episode. I appreciate it so much because a little nerve-wracking doing your first solo episode. But like I said, we're just going to churn through it. We're going to jump into it. Jump into the deep end and just do it. And we hit record. That's the thing. I set up my mic, set up the camera, hit record. And yes, you can find the Indie Music Diaries podcast on all the podcast platforms. And it's also in video form on YouTube. But it's not on the Lockie YouTube channel as Indie Music Diaries was previously. It's now going to be on its own dedicated YouTube channel. That's just to make sure that, you know, I'm going to be doing more sort of, you know, YouTube-specific video content on my Lockie channel. And it's good to have just the podcast, standalone podcast, on its own channel as well. Still, of course, under the whole Lockie umbrella. But links for everything will be in the description wherever you're listening to this podcast. And yeah, hit it up there. Couple announcements, housekeeping. So why do people say housekeeping when it comes to saying announcements? That's weird. Anyway, weekly episodes, ladies and gentlemen. Every single week, there's going to be an episode of Indie Music Diaries. Yeah, that's right. There's so many guests lined up. So many guests. We're just getting started. And if you are a musician listening to this and you're interested in coming on Indie Music Diaries, don't even have to be a musician. You could be involved in music in some way. A music publisher, a radio. We've had my mate Brandon who's involved in radio. You know, whether you're involved in music in some way, even if you just love music and you just really feel like you could provide something to the podcast, hit me up. Send a DM to Lockie on Instagram or message me wherever you can, whatever account. And let's get you involved because it's good to have some conversations on here. So weekly episodes, it'll be a mix of solo chats where maybe one week I'll just feel like sitting down and hitting record and having a chat, which I really appreciate you guys listening to. That's really, really good. That's really, really kind that you guys can just sit down and listen, which is nice. And that's the thing. I'm sharing it with you guys. You know, it's not just me rambling. We'd love to continue the conversation with you, whether you're a guest on the podcast or you just want to message me and you want to chat about maybe something I brought up in one of these episodes. But once again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Indie Music Diaries, and I'll chat to you guys next Wednesday.